And my brother, Clarence, was the first, but everybody was afraid till he went. He never was afraid of anything. So he told them to do everything he could do. And he just did everything that he knew how to do up there in that airplane. And then in 1918, the businessmen and men that had money and the farmers that had enough money, they organized and became stockholders in the Citizens Bank in Leoma. That was in 1918. Now, I was working in that bank part-time as I was a bookkeeper. I enjoyed working there. And in 1926, the Methodists built their church and a parsonage. Home, that's what we call it, parsonage, home for the preacher to live in. And then in 1925, the electric power line came through from Lawrenceburg through Leoma. And they begun building garages and cars. I believe it was in, well, I'll just go on as I say it. They had other sawmills around, lots of sawmills in the area. And of course, I told you about the, and in 1951, they built a racetrack for horses, and then they built a racetrack for cars. The young people like to do those things, you know.
I didn't know you could race horses in Tennessee.
You didn't?
No, I thought it's like it's illegal in Georgia.
No, it's not illegal here.
You just can't gamble? Or?
You're not supposed to gamble, but who knows whether you do or not. You know, people could gamble on which way a bird will fly. And in 1953, the gas pipeline came through Leoma. Mm-hmm. In 1954, the Bridle and Saddle Club was organized. It had 92 members. Mm-hmm. And they had this racetrack around in the what we call the Fairground Park, but they changed it to the name of Frank White Park. That was my brother-in-law, married my sister. And he was so interested, he was the one to help organize this baseball club. And they called it the Frank White Ballpark. And I sold the businessmen of the town, they wanted to put their advertisements on the back of the suits. And so I sold all the advertisements on all those ball suits, and I got to go to all the games free. and this Frank White was the mail carrier on Route 3. In 1916, my father built a great big building. And downstairs was the post office and a hardware store and a grocery store. And upstairs were dwelling, places for families to live, and four different families could live upstairs. And that was built in 1916. And that's